Quer dizer, reconhecemos a memória, quer dizer, reconhecemos Daniel Shena, as you sure follow. Okay. In this week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah of Maaseh Sheni. And I'd like to, even though Maaseh Sheni, you would think, what does it have to do with my life at this point, Maaseh Sheni? So I'd like to show you various halachas that are very relevant that could be derived from this parsha in Maaseh Sheni. The Torah says, and it says, you bring up the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. But then the pasuk in Chavdal Tzadikim, but if it's going to be, in other words, you're going to have to bring up your produce to Yerushalayim, the Maaseh Sheni, it might be too heavy. Right? So what you could do is you can be poided it on what? On a coin. You can be poided it on money, and then you take the money up. And then when you get to Yerushalayim, you have to buy food with the money. Or shlomim, korban shlomim, or tzon, yayin, shechar, b'chol asher, shalcha, nafshar, and you eat in Yerushalayim. So that's how it works. Either you bring the produce up and eat it in Yerushalayim, or if the produce is too heavy, you hold it, you transfer the kedusha into money, and then you bring the money up, and then you buy with the money a food in Yerushalayim, and you eat it there. Okay, that's the general practice. So there is a Mishnah in Maaseh that talks about if you have wine of Maaseh Sheni. So it says, lo kana Maaseh Sheni, kana Maaseh Sheni. What does that mean? It means that say you have this wine. And you're going to use your Maaseh Sheni money to buy the wine. So then the Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni goes on the wine. But say you put the wine in a barrel. You put the wine in a barrel and you seal the barrel. And then you make it Maaseh Sheni. You buy it, or you call you pronounce it that it should be Maaseh Sheni. So if it was already in the barrel when you make it Maaseh Sheni, so then the chiddush of the Mishnah is that not only is the wine Maaseh Sheni has kedusha, but the barrel itself has kedusha, and therefore, if you want to take away the kedusha, you would have to be poda not only the wine, but even the barrel. In other words, if you made it Maaseh Sheni before it, in other words, it was in the barrel before you sealed the barrel. So then it's a separate entity, and the wine is Maaseh Sheni, the barrel is not Maaseh Sheni. But if you already put the wine in the barrel, you sealed the barrel, and now you proclaim that that wine is Maaseh Sheni, not only is the wine Maaseh Sheni, but the barrel also is Maaseh Sheni. Now, this is very strange, because why should a barrel be Maaseh Sheni? Maaseh Sheni is only on produce, on food. Has Kedusha's Maaseh Sheni. What's this idea of the barrel being Maaseh Sheni? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Yerodeya Chelek Sheni, where he says an unbelievable thing. He says, sometimes in halacha, and this we're going to have to see where this comes up in halacha, but he says, sometimes in halacha, if you have a food item or something, and It's in a container. The container is considered subordinate to the food item. And the container itself has a status of like the food. It's like, you know, it's like the shell of a nut. In other words, shell of a nut is natural. There's the part that you eat, and then there's a shell that forms around it. But here we have a man-made shell, because since the barrel contains the wine and it's inside it, so therefore we view the barrel also as like the wine, and it has kedushas ma'aser shein. Now, why is Rav Moshe Feinstein talking about it? No one, believe me, no one asked Rav Moshe Feinstein a shaila about hilchas ma'aser shein l'maisa. So what was the shaila he was talking about? So this is what Rav Moshe was talking about. You know, every once in a while you get, you buy a thing in the store, and it's in a glass container, right? You have grape juice, you know, in a glass container. You have wine, right? You have wine in glass containers. I remember once we were going away for Shabbos, and so I like to have, I'm a, you know, the blue Moscato person. So when I give people a present, I give people a present of something that I like myself. And it was, I'll tell you, it was the last normal Shabbos before COVID. And we were going away for a bar mitzvah. And I put it in my, you know, carry-on, whatever. And this never happened to me before because I give people the wine all the time. And I put it on the floor. And lo and behold, I hear crack. And when I broke the container, and I was happy it happened when I was still at home so I could get, you know, good new clothing and clean out the bag. And it didn't happen when I got to the place where, so now I'm more machbid to put the wine in a separate bag, and, you know, we're more careful. But so this is the question. Normally, we know that there's a din of tefilas kelim, that if you get something from the goy, you have to be toivel. And the two main things are either glass or metal. You have to be toivel. So glass is something you definitely have to be. You have to be toivel. By the way, it's interesting that they have now cans. They have cans of my wine, the Moscato wine. They have cans. So sometimes I go away, we went away for Shabbos to camp. So I don't want to bring the glass. So I bring the cans. It's very gishmak. Because in the camps, you know, technically all these from camps, they don't technically can't serve wine. You know, it's because the miners there, they can't serve wine. So, but I like to make Kiddush on wine because I'm not into, if I can avoid making Kiddush on grape juice, I think I've told you this before, I try to avoid not making Kiddush on grape juice. I like Kiddush on wine. So we bring the cans. So that was, so the question is, so do I need to be tovel the kalim? In other words, how could I use the glass container? It was never toveled. I bought it from a guy. I bought the wine, and the wine comes with the container, right?
But the wine's made by a Jewish proprietor, and it's bottled by a Jewish person.
Right, and I bought it. Who did I buy it from? From the local.
You bought it from the local, but okay, I hear what you're saying. But I mean, it's originally bottled by
right, right. But I bought it from a guy. Right? It's a, and that's the idea of Tefilas Kelim, is like Rav Schacht always says, it's based on Yerushalmi. It's sort of like a gerus and the kli. When something goes from a goy to Israel, so the Israel is not allowed to use it till it's brought. Now, did you ever hear of somebody emptying out the wine, bringing the glass thing to a mikveh and then refilling it? You've never heard that in your life, right? So what's the story with that? And then the second question is, what if I want to refill it? Like in camp, this came up a lot. You know, they would serve grape juice in glass containers. And then people wanted to fill it up to use it for water. So after they finished the grape juice, they would go and fill it up with water. So what's the story then? So Rav Moshe writes, "Bidvar haminim shenimkar davka im akli v'ina derech al kabel akli b'chazara k'malkan shemnuzein v'gam slochius." Well, he speaks about the schnapps in the glass, right? You have schnapps in a glass bottle, you know, thing. Kadome in b'chanam minochvi im tzorach l'tovlo. And some of those, Johnny, are not right from Jews, right? The schnapps, you know, kosher schnapps, but those are really, you know. So what's the story? Do you have to be told them one? So he says, Nirla Nidaiti, and Moshe says you don't have to be told them. Why? So he brings a raya from this idea by Maisa Sheni. But just by Maisa Sheni, not only is the wine of the Maisa Sheni, you have Kedusha's Maisa Sheni, but the what? The container also has a Kedusha of Maisa Sheni, right? So therefore, this is considered like the shell. This is not considered like a regular kli. This is considered like a shell. And therefore, you don't have to be toveled. Now, what if you're going to reuse it? So when you buy it from the guy, so what did I buy from the guy? We don't view it. I bought wine from the guy. And the container, that's also considered wine. Just like you see by Maisa Sheni, that not only is the contents of food inside Maisa Sheni, but if you call it Maisa Sheni, once it's in the container, the whole container is Maisa Sheni, even though normally Maisa Sheni is only on produce. It's not on glass, not on, right? But you see from that halacha, says Rav Moshe, that something that contains the item, and the idea being, as Rav Moshe says, it means something that, you know, it contains the item. So while it's containing the item, it has like the status like the item itself. And if the item itself is a food, so the container also could be considered a food. And therefore, you wouldn't have to be tovah. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. So then the question is, what if you're going to reuse it? He's right over here. Correct? So now the Jew is going to...
Rabbi Simon.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that, Nogea to this, Rav Nosson Shulman, when he was in L.A., he would want to buy, for instance, a coffee jar of instant coffee that had a plastic cover, because even though it's glass, but when you take off the cover, if it has a metal cover, you're putting it back on again and reusing it. So he would either tovel the cover to it before he put it back on, or try to buy one with a plastic cover. Like if you buy a, you know, Taster's Choice coffee, so, you know, no problem for the jar itself, because you're just taking out of the jar. But once you're reusing the cover, though, it's like you're using.
All right. So that's what Ramosha now speaks about. What about when you reuse it? Say you're going to reuse it. Most people don't reuse it, right? That's when I, after Shabbos, that's one of the things I do. I take all the wine, the bottles, and we put it in the recycling. No, I don't. But he says, Ramosha says, so when you bought it from the guy, it doesn't have the status of a kli, Rav Moshe says, because it's like the shell of the wine, so to speak. And he says, Shenimsa Shabal Yisrael Miyad Anochri Shalom B'chashiv is Kli. Rach Eitzel HaYisrael Nasez Zeh Kli. He says, when you're going to reuse it, that's Rabbi Tuli Besser always in camp always used to say, the Rosh Hashit is, when you reuse it, so you're the Israel making it into a Kli. So he says, when you're going to reuse it, so who's making it into the Kli? That's in your Rishus. So he says, it's not considered a Kli. It's not considered a Kli when you got it from a guy, because it's considered bottle to the food. And the drink is a food. So Mamela, that was as Rav Moshe said, as Rabbi Tolbesser always says from Rosha, that the Yid that later on is making it to a plate. So that's a very fascinating extrapolation that Moshe Feinstein came up with to compare this halacha from Maaseh Sheni and to extrapolate it to Tfilas Kelim. And there's another area which
what would Rav Moshe say about the cover of the kli, right, when you take it off? That was let's say you have a wine bottle. Your example, use a wine bottle that has a twist off metal cap. You take the cap off, and then you're gonna put the cap back on while the wine is there's still wine in there. So the kli itself has the din of the kedusha of the wine itself.
Right.
But the cap, you've taken it off, now you're gonna put it back on again.
The wine is still there.
Right, while the wine is still there, but the cap was separated from it. Now you're reusing the cap.
Right, but the cap is still servicing the wine. I don't think he would say what you quoted from Rabbi Sherman. I don't know if that would be Rabbi Moshe's sheep necessarily.
Okay.
It'd be other sheep.
All right, thank you.
And not everyone necessarily has to agree with this sheet. Shechta has different sheep or something like that. Okay. Oh, so there's another halacha that's also relevant, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Shintasif Ches about opening bottles and cans on Shabbos. So there is a concept in the Shulchan Aruch called Chosolos Shel Tamarim, where they used to have dates, and then they would have, the dates would be inside. Like the leaves of a lulav, so to speak, and they would make that into a receptacle for the dates. And the question is, could you cut it open, or is that considered making a kli or soser kli, etc.? So Shulchan Aruch says you could cut open these chosolos shel tamarim. So the symbol of shot, these chosolos shel tamarim, the dates are getting ripened in these chosolos shel tamarim. But their poskim, the Michas Yitzchak, the Moshe, they have comparisons that maybe, where the Michas Yitzchak says, if you have a kli, again, this is Rabbi now in Indian Hilcha Shabbos, if you have a kli, and then the question of how to apply this, but the general rule is if you have a kli and you're not going to refill it. In other words, when you eat breakfast this morning at a bowl, right, and you filled the bowl with Cheerios and you ate for cool weight, tomorrow morning you're going to fill it again and again and again and again and again. That's a kli. But the question is, when you have food contents in a kli, like a milk container or things like that, and then you finish using it, some posts can say you have to, pour it out in one shot. But others say, Mechas Yitzchak says pshat and chazanish. No, as long as you're not refilling, so then this could be similar to the same idea that this is considered like the shell of the food. Just like on Shabbos, you're allowed to crack open a nut, right? You can crack open a nut to eat the nut on Shabbos because it's the shell. So too, we don't view this necessarily like a kli. This is called the din of chosolos, that we view this like a shell. Now, some say maybe that's only if you don't make a real opening. Some say maybe even if you do make a real opening. But this is another extrapolation that Moshe said, and has a longer tshuva about this, about opening up the cans on Shabbos. So one possible leniency is if it's not going to be refilled. You know, sometimes they used to refill it. They talk about the poskim about refilling it with nails. I know today we don't use our tuna fish cans to refill with nails. We're more sophisticated than that. Staples could sell us things that we could put receptacles in. We don't have to take tuna fish cans and put our clips and our things in them. So that's another concept of the receptacle that housed the food, which is not going to be reused again. It's going to, right? You know, even if it's you're going to use it a couple of times, you know, like this morning I saw we were low, on milk, and I know that people in the household are going to complain that we. So I went out with my son, and they just opened a new store in our block, the kosher store, which was used to be in existence, and then it went out of business, and then COVID, someone was going to open it, but then COVID was around and no one was around, so they're not going to open a store. But now, last week, they finally opened up the store. So now it's very convenient. We have right on our block if we're out of milk. So I was so used to going further down. My wife said, no, just right here, you get it. So, right, I saw the milk is almost empty, so I'm going to go get the new thing. I'm not going to use this milk container to refill for anything, believe me. I'm going to throw it out. So that could be a question that maybe that doesn't have a din kli because it's considered like chosolos. It's considered like the shell of a food item. And again, there's a question how to, you know, if you make a Pesach, maybe it wouldn't apply over here. That's a question how to apply it. Or when to apply it, would it apply to even something that has a Pesach Yotza or only if you're to cut it open? That's a question. But the idea is a similar idea. All, you know, Rav Moshe, all learning it out from the halacha of Maaseh Sheni, that not only the wine is Maaseh Sheni, but if you make it Maaseh Sheni, then when it's already in the container, sealed in the container, then the Mishnah says not only is the wine Maaseh Sheni, but the container, which normally is not, container is not Maaseh Sheni. It's not produce. It's not, but this concept that it's tofel to the wine and it has a status, has its relevance, that therefore Moshe says that's why you don't have to be tovel the keli. And then, and like Rav Bessel always says from Moshe, that the same thing over here. I mean, even if you reuse it, then you're a Yisrael making it a good kli, and then you wouldn't have to do it either. So that was Rav Moshe's, idea of comparing this halacha to Maaseh Sheni for Tfilas Kalim, and then the discussion of opening Kalim on Shabbos as well. Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, however, Mario Diskin, he has another, and this, the Luchas Yitzchak also has this idea of the chosolos, if you're not going to use it, even if, Luchas Yitzchak says, even if you're not going to take the milk and right away empty out the whole thing, it's going to take a couple of uses, depends how big your family is, how long it's going to take to, but eventually it's going to, you know, be empty, and then you're not going to refill it. So that idea might have a status of a shell, not really a status of a kli. Yeshua Leib Diskin has another idea. He says, No, he doesn't say this fancy thing for a Moshe. He says another reason why he thinks. Whereas when you have the, say, you have wine, right? So you have wine, and then you drink the wine. So he says like this, that why don't you have to, so the question is, when you buy the wine, why don't you have to open it, empty out the contents, bring it to the mikveh, and put the wine back? Now, that would be a big nuisance. Every time you, buy something with a glass container, to empty it out and clean it out, bring it to the mikveh and refulfill it. So he says. So Rav Moshe gave this svara of that it's like the shell, right? It's like it's like solids, etc. Shul Leib says no. He says when you empty something out, that's not called ishtamshus. In other words, halacha is not allowed to do ishtamshus with something. Until with metal or clean, stamshus of food type of stamshus until you tovel it. But he says, I'll read you his line from Yeshua like this. That, oh, the bekonikli in mashke, ain sar lishpach a mashke lapino, the sheva tase, ave velo nikra shimush. The word shimush means when you actively use something. When you're just emptying something out, that's considered like a negative use. That's not called, you're just emptying it out. Use is filling it up. Filling it up is use. Emptying something out is not called use. So therefore, you could empty it out. So basically, we're using it by emptying it out. That's how we're using it. So it says emptying it out is considered sheval tasa. It's not considered a positive use. And if it's not a positive use, then it's not part of the halacha that behooves us to be tovel the keli before we use the kli. But if I would want to refill it, it's mashma from Yavishua Leib, that if I would want to refill it, not like Rav Moshe, if I want to refill it, then in a Hanami, then I have to, you see, he doesn't work with Rav Moshe. He holds it's a kli. You got it from a guy, it was a kli. In other words, and you bought it, it's a kli, but you could use it by emptying it out, because that's not called use. That's called, negative use. That's just emptying it out, putting it into your becher, into that you could use. But if you want to refill it, then you wouldn't be able to refill it, not like Rav Moshe. He would say you wouldn't be able to refill it until you bring it to the mikveh. And that would be what Rabbi Shulay Diskin says. Okay, so this is these halachic discussions that also, so it's so interesting that, Maisa Sheni is something that, Bizman Hazeh we don't, have so much, but you see that the concepts of Maisa Sheni, Moshe, extrapolated to Tfilas Kalim, and others extrapolate also to the opening, Kalim on Shabbos. And that halacha regarding, even though Rav Moshe didn't allow when you know the old milk carts, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he doesn't allow it. This could be, he said, even though it's chasolos, maybe that's a pesach yofa or something like that. Rav Moshe Bigzatzal was known to allow the opening the milk carts. The old milk cart, they don't have so many today because everything's those plastic cups with the old milk cartons. Rabbi Sholem Kasten pointed out to me that a big permitted to open it up on Shabbos. Okay, let's now speak to some of the.
There were two kinds of old milk cartons. The ones that were really old had a little, you actually opened them with a screw cap.
That's before my talk. That's the real old. I'm talking about the cartons that right. You made a spout. But right. The Rick said the spout was different before. So now let's say P Divrei Agada here. What does the pasuk says? Yirbe Mimcha Haderech literally means that you live far away from Yerushalayim. Lo Suchol Se'eso. You're not going to be able to carry the food. So what you can do is you say the kedusha of all the food should go on this money. The money you'll carry, and then you'll use the money, the food in Yerushalayim, and you eat the food in Yerushalayim. So the Rebbe of Melch Lezhensk says, Al Pi Hashkafa, Ki Yirbe Mucha Derech, Ki Lo Suchal Se Eso, Ki Yirchach Mucha Derech. You know, you feel far away. He said, and it means also sometimes people feel far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki yirchach mimcha hamakom is lashon. Ki yirchach mimcha hamakom. So literally it means that you're far away from Yerushalayim. Ki yirchach mimcha hamakom, he says, but sometimes people feel they're far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki lo suchal se'eso. You can't do it. And why do people feel that? So because they're not spiritual people. They're not spiritual, so they feel distance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's the eitzah? The tzarta kesef biyotcha, that you should use the money for a tzura, for something of ruchni. Use your gashmius for something that's ruchni. So then you become a spiritual person. Then you will feel distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Sfas Emes says an idea of kesef. You know, kesef means money, means silver, but also the Lashon kisufim means you have yearning. Nechsof, as in one of the versions of the Sfas Emes, one of the footnotes here. And the one from that was Huntzach Holiday Rav Avram Tzvi Chaim Riz says, quotes from Mixay in Yedid Nefesh, Nechsof Nechsaft. He says, a person has to have a tshuka, has to have kisufim, has to have feel a yearning towards something, a rotzim. You know, there's a vort, I heard Rav Olbam say it over the Sfas Emes, I think, quotes from the Chidushei Harim. We say in the Pasuk in Hallel, Me Ashbos Yorim Evyon, which literally means Hashem will take the poor person, the Evyon, who's in the Ashbos, you know, he's in the garbage, and he's going to pull him up from the lowest places. But the Sfas Emes says from the Chidushei Harim, a different vort. Why is it only called an Evyon? Evyon loshen ova, rotza. He has a lot of needs. He's a needy person. Ashbos Yorim Evyon, he says, a lot of people's needs are in the Ashbos. Meaning the things that they desire are things that belong in the garbage. In other words, they're not things that are meaningful. They want this fancy car and this fancy thing. Things that are not really of importance in life. May Ashbos Yorim Evyon means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out our desires that are not chashiv, and he's going to bring them up. He's going to raise them up. That the things that we should want are to be able to have, you know, parnasa, to be able to send the kids to yeshiva, and to be able to buy good tefillin and good mezuzah, you know, but not to have things that are so mundane. So he says, if you feel distant, you feel distant. So in Asat HaKesef, you have to see what your rotzon is. You know, and your rotzon has to be focused. You know, there's the famous Igeres HaGra. You know, the Gra was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote a letter to his family, you know, saying goodbye. And he never made it, but he wrote this letter. And in the letter, one of the things it says in the letter is he quotes the statement, Eza Ishak Shera Ha'osir Ritzon Baila. So the simple shot means, who is a good wife? She does what the husband wants. Osir Ritzon Baila. But the Darshanim say a different word. Osir Ritzon Baila doesn't mean that she does what the husband wants. Means she creates an atmosphere in the home that the rotzon of Habal will be a spiritual rotzon. Eizah Yishak Sheira. Oh, so she makes in other words, she makes it an atmosphere that the ratzon should be, a positive ratzon, and that's to make somebody feel positive, happy, etc. And that's Tata Kesef Miyodcha, that you have to take the kesef, the kisufim, and make them into a good thing, make people feel good. Now, Rabbi Yellen, you're going to tell me who this person is. I have a friend. He writes for the Mishpacha magazine. His name is Rabbi Eisen, Bisaik. And he wrote, he writes about his birthday. His birthday was in Chodesh Av. So he always felt bad that he never had a birthday party, because the Chodesh Av, all his friends are away. So once his, mother decided to do some of the, so somebody from LA, Yellen from LA, teacher, is that your daughter, wife? Who is that? No? It's not related to you? And Felgen, Yellen from LA. How many Yellens are there? How many Yellens from LA?
You'd be surprised, more than you think.
Yeah. Right. So that's what we're right. Right. It's an idea of having a half birthday, when the person's 12 and a half or in the half. So that'll always be in the middle of the year, discussing the idea of, making somebody feel good. And, and that brings kisufim. That brings a positive, positive energy. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein said the reason why so many people went off the derech is because they had this I think I've said before, they had the attitude of a Shir Tzuzayin Yid. But that's because there was no positive energy but Baruch Hashem in this generation, through different Kiruv organizations and things, we have more positive energy and then you don't feel Kiruchak Mimcha Hamakom. You won't feel, literally, Yimchak Mimcha Hamakom, if you're far from Yerushalayim. The Hamakom, the way the, Noam Elimelech said, Makom means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea that a person has to, have that positive energy to have a good rotzim. And that's what some explain. Eze isha kshera, osha rotzom baila, that the woman creates a household that the husband's rotzim will be to want to learn and to want to do, good positive things and not things that are in the ashpa. And so these are the things that kiyurchach mimcha makam, that if Mel says, people feel distant, but that's the our avodas. We shouldn't feel distant. We should feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And kesef, as the Sfasema says, loshan nichsof nichsafti. Nichsof nichsafti. That's what the Shema Shmuel says. A person is defined. They say this from a footnote, not from where you are, but where you want to be, what direction you're heading to. That's the famous Mishnah in Erevin, that you measure Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos. But say, if you say, so Parshat Shabbat is from where you are. But if you say, Shvitzasi Tachas Ilan Ploni, that that's my Mokum, that Ilan Ploni, I'm not by the Ilan, but that's where I want to get to. So then you get 2,000 from the Ilan, even though you're not there. Because the definition of a person is not necessarily where he is, but where he wants to be, and with the direction he's heading to, and that's the kisufim. So if you have those kisufim, then you're not rochok, because that's where the person is. The definition of the Shema Shmuel says from his father, from the Avnei Nezi, you see from that halacha in Hilchas Erevin that you can count the 2,000 amos from where you want to end up, even though you're not there yet. That's considered where you are. Like Rav Utna said, person's not defined of where he is. He's defined by which location he wants to end up by. That defines who he is. Okay, so these are some important yesodas in Halacha and Haggadah that we see from this week's Parsha of Maaser Sheni. And Bez Hashem, it should be an inspiration for us as well.